Obama, DACA illegal aliens deserve amnesty during coronavirus crisis. By John Binder on April 13, 2020. Former President Barack Obama says the time is now, during the Chinese coronavirus crisis, to provide amnesty to about 3.5 million illegal aliens who are enrolled and eligible for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. While about 10 million Americans have filed for unemployment in just 3 weeks, Obama took to Twitter to call for an amnesty for DACA illegal aliens in the midst of the coronavirus crisis. Dreamers have contributed so much to our country, and they are risking their lives fighting on the front lines of this pandemic, Obama said. They deserve permanent immigration status and a pathway to citizenship, as they are Americans in every way but on paper. Center for Immigration Studies Research Director Stephen Camerota has noted that DACA illegal aliens make up about 0.2% of the nation's nearly 15 million healthcare workers. In New York, where a staggering number of DACA illegal aliens reside, they still only account for about 0.2% of the state's healthcare workers, according to Camerota. Obama's lobbying for a DACA amnesty in the middle of the coronavirus crisis comes as House Democrats, including Congressional Hispanic Caucus Chair Joaquin Castro, DTX, Representative Zoe Lofgren, DCA, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, have sent a letter to the Trump administration demanding DACA illegal aliens have their work authorizations extended. Support of DACA recipients during the current pandemic is particularly critical as over 200,000 DACA recipients are in occupations and industry groups that render them essential critical infrastructure workers, according to DHS guidance, the House Democrats wrote in their letter. A DACA amnesty would put more citizen children of illegal aliens, known as anchor babies, on federal welfare. As Breitbart News reported, while American taxpayers would be left potentially with a $26 billion bill. Additionally, about 1 in 5 DACA illegal aliens, after an amnesty, would end up on food stamps, while at least 1 in 7 would go on Medicaid. Any plan to give amnesty to DACA illegal aliens that does not also include provisions to have legal immigration levels. The U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants a year at the expense of America's working and middle class, would give amnesty to legal aliens the opportunity to bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. At the southern border, a DACA amnesty has the potential to trigger a border surge that could triple the number of illegal aliens pouring through the border. Since DACA's inception, more than 2,100 recipients of the program have been kicked off because they were found to either be criminals or gang members. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.